I have always wanted to have a garden. My dad was grew up on a farm. It was like part of our lives. I always had like beautiful flowers and fresh fruit from the garden all the time, and vegetables. And but I just like killed succulents. Like I just like there's like I could not figure out how to grow anything.
Jen Oakes from Ventura is the kind of gardener that we can all relate to.
And I really thought, like, I wish somebody could, like, walk me through it. Because every time I would try to go do anything, I was just like, this is overwhelming. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know when to plant what and how.
Her knight in shining armor turned out to be a leafed box. The brainchild of a Ventura County man, Robert Campana, who was running a seed business in Santa Paula when he developed the idea to send mailbox-friendly packages of seasonal plants, along with instructions of how to successfully grow them.
What I found is a lot of people think that they have black thumbs, but it's not so much that they have black thumbs. They just don't have quite enough time either to figure out what to do and when to do it. But if you give them the right tools, that it's actually really doable. So it's not what we're doing really is giving people a pair of green gloves, right? So it's making it as easy as possible to turn your black thumb into, you know, a green thumb. What we found is that there's actually a ton of people that need a ton of help with growing their gardens because they just don't know what to do or even really how to get started. They might think they have a black thumb. It's hard, but it's not that hard at the same time. We offer quarterly seasonal plant kits that are delivered to your house that have varieties that grow well in your area. So you don't need to worry about if you need to plant that pumpkin now or next month because we just deliver it to you so that it'll be ready in time for Halloween.
Every single thing you need to know, what to buy, what, you know, size of a garden you need, where to plant it, when to plant it, how to water it, like every little thing. And then to give us the little baby plants that actually would survive instead of just the seeds that I managed to kill every time. So it's been such a beautiful experience. It was really cool. It happened right at the beginning of quarantine. So it gave me something to do and something to like put in our home that just felt like new life. And I made this gorgeous garden and it blew my mind that we could like eat the things that I grew in the backyard.
And it wasn't just Jen getting green fingered during the pandemic. Robert says that he noticed demand for the boxes picked up during lockdown.
Probably like a lot of people, when the pandemic hit, you go to the store and try to find toilet paper and it's all gone. And you realize that actually life is kind of fragile and that you trust, you know, these supermarkets and Costco maybe a little bit more than we should. So I think there's a lot of people that realize that. And because of that, they wanted to learn more about how to grow their own food.
Jen says, as well as healthy homegrown produce, there's been one other unexpected benefit to her newfound hobby.
My dad grew up on a farm and I'm real extroverted. My dad's real introverted. So when I call home, it's like me and my mom talk, my dad listens. And it has actually been such a connection point for me and my dad. That's been so neat because we have the garden to talk about. And so we sit and we'll compare notes and he'll help me with my problems that I can't figure out of why my tomatoes are doing whatever. And we've just had a whole new like connection in our relationship around this common thing that has become such a special part of it.
Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.